Good morning. It's 8:42 a.m. on Thursday, May the 21st, 2020. It's 60-ish. I really didn't need the sweatshirt. The little breeze has come up. More than just what I'm picking up from walking, but a little tiny breeze. Walking in the direct sunlight is hot. It's quite warm. Oh, here comes some people walking. Good morning.
Good morning.
So yeah, I'm out again. I'm walking. I got up and I made bread yesterday. Well, I started making bread yesterday. I have to finish making bread today. I started relatively early in the morning. Actually, I think I started the day before. And this morning I have some boules that are perhaps ready to bake. They've got to chill. They've got to warm up. They were in the cooler overnight to kind of shut down the yeast for a while, let the flavors develop a little bit. And then I took them out this morning around 6 and took them off the aluminum pan, and we'll give them. Probably give them till noon to warm up and do their last proofing. I don't have any proofing baskets, so I suspect they're going to be kind of flat loaves.
Morning.
Good morning. Friend who has the little Scotty dog is standing out in her yard, standing a good 12, 15 feet from her neighbor, having a conversation. Ah. My legs are talking to me a little bit. Not too bad. They're, just letting me know they're not used to this, which is fair. I finished Outcasts and Gods. Gods and Outcasts, whatever it is. It's an interesting premise. I have 2 or 3 books left on my sample pile. I picked up one yesterday and it's like... It's an interesting discussion around diversity and representation. And there are a lot of people who are saying, I want to see stories that have people like me in them. And then all of the recommendations that I'm getting, the stories are set in science fiction, but the crux of the story, the crux of the growth of the character, seems to be around their representation, their identity, their sexuality. Or in the case of, I had an interesting conversation about older women and why there are so few older women. Why is it always young kids? I'd read the hell out of a story that was written from a grandmother's point of view, except they don't, except people don't read those books. Tennis Fairport is probably, well, Petilla Butler, probably the best series that I've written, which is in its, you know, fantasy about insurance fraud. Spoiler alert. And it just happens to be that the only people who get magic are old. So in order for it to be a fantasy, we have to have it from an old person's point of view. Specifically an old woman's point of view. Likewise with the barbarian, if I can ever get that back from my daughter, we can get that thing going. I think that's gonna be really interesting because while the magic is all in the hands of the old woman, the story is told exclusively at this point from the perspectives of two young men who are growing up in this universe, in this world where men have a certain amount of power, but the ultimate authority rests with the women. Unlike Tanis Fairport, where the misogyny and the lack of understanding of what was happening to their older citizens, their older women, and recreated the patriarchy. And the Barbarian series is going to be much more about, okay, what does it look like when power is shared? When kings need queens, because they need to maintain their line of progenitor. That's not the right use of the word. They need to maintain their dynasty, so they need queens. But the queens will ultimately become the power. So there's a sort of gap between when a woman becomes queen and when she becomes the queen. And what that looks like in terms of valuation of people who are of advanced age. So I think I like the story. I like what my daughter did with her half. She wrote the barbarian half and I wrote the civilized half. They're both civilized. It's just who you're talking from, what perspective, and the well-defined lines of the other in both of those civilizations. coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So I've been getting a few suggestions about how to deal with the Ishmael problem. One is to have a significant jump ahead, like a decade. It has a certain appeal to it because it lets me get over some of the awkwardness of I don't have a story right now. So where's the next story? The next significant story would be Zoya getting her captain's license and then what she's going to do with it after that. Good morning. Lady walking her dog wearing a mask. I keep thinking I should wear my shmog out, but I'm not convinced that droplets are a problem while we're outside like this. I don't walk within 10 feet of anybody else. So the next interesting plot line is when they all decide that they're bored as hell and that you're just going through the motions for the sake of everybody else. Which is kind of a tough story to sell. I say that, but if anybody could sell a boring story, it would be me, I suppose. The other suggestion is to show Ishmael through everybody else's eyes. And I have to confess, that's a pretty attractive alternative. Because Ishmael's just gone through a lot of growth. He's just gone through a lot of changes. He's just gone through a lot of difficult times. And so a lot of what's he's going to be involved with is sort of redefining and reestablishing and refining what he's learned. The snake doesn't miss his shed of skin. Shed skin? Shedded skin. I'm not sure. They may both be correct. It's one of those really interesting and difficult things. Several people have reported as a typo the phrase turned to. Specifically, there's a task, and so the character turned to on the task. And the recommendation is always take out the to, and unfortunately turned to is in fact the verb, and just because they don't know what it is doesn't mean it's not correct. So I have several of those. One of them I finally had to change because I just got tired of getting nagged with typo reports for it like every freaking week. And it was the "Who are you when you're at home?" And everybody reported it as a typo because it should be at. And while that is a common usage, it's not the only common usage. When I grew up on the coast of Maine, it was always to home. Time to go to home. Who are you then when you're to home? But I said, all right, this I'm tired of correcting this. Everybody wants it to be at home, and it's going to be at home. Turned to two, I can't do much about it. I suppose I could hyphenate it. Except that's not how it's spelled. That's not how it's used. I'll probably just have to keep telling Amazon that it's not an error. An aeroplane. Walk past the park. Lots of grackles around this morning. There's two kinds of grass here. Very clearly two kinds of grass. There's a bright green grass that's out where the land is lowest and probably wettest. Then there's a darker green, taller grass. Scattered up where the land is higher, where it's not quite as wet, I think. It's quite striking, the dark green fjords and the bright green blades. I'm hungry. I'm gonna have to go home and make some breakfast. I haven't eaten yet today. I've been up a couple hours, but I didn't get my peanut butter toast this morning.
Oh my God!
Walking and not talking. But I'm coming up on the back gate. See if I can unlock this thing without shutting everything down. Alright. Didn't set any records in terms of lap time, but I got out, I walked, I talked. Close enough. And I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.